This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Glad you're here today. Facebook.com/Zioli Show and 1210WPHG.com/Rich is the number. I want to welcome to the program John Bishop. John is a true hero, a local hero. And John, thanks for making the time today to come on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, listen, I appreciate you coming on. You are, of course, a member of the Facilities Management Department at Cooper Hospital's Ambulatory Facility in Voorhees. You've been an employee at Cooper University Healthcare for 11 years, is that right?
That's right.
And I happen to know that you are one of the most well-liked people in all of Cooper University Healthcare System.
Well, thank you. I don't know how true that is, but I'll take it. Thank you.
Right. Well, you're welcome. Now, last week, you did something incredibly heroic. You saved a woman who was, she was being physically assaulted along I-295 last week, and Cooper actually honored you on Friday for this, and I think it's wonderful. So tell us the story, if you would, John, if you don't mind, in your own words, of what happened.
Well, I was heading home from work, and I was heading to Cinnaminson to pick up some supplies for my swimming pool, and I got off at the exit at 295 on Route 73, and as soon as I was getting ready to merge into traffic, on my right-hand side, I saw a woman just get grabbed and pulled down the embankment into the woods, and I stopped my truck almost over the overpass, and everybody was beeping at me, wondering why I'm stopping there, and I started backing up, but I thought I was going to have an accident, so I just parked it and got out and ran into the woods. And I heard like screaming, like a muffled scream, and I looked down into the woods underneath the vines and saw a man on top of a woman, and they were struggling with each other. And I froze for a second in disbelief. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I yelled, "Hey, get off of her." Used a little coarse language a couple times, and he stood up, and as he was trying to get up, I could see the victim like swinging and trying to hit him, and I think she scratched his face up because he was bleeding all on his face. And I yelled that I was an off-duty police officer and that I had a gun. I just made it up. I don't even know what made me say it. And I told him I wanted to see his hands, but he just came running at me and grabbed me by the arms and tried to force me to the ground. And I wasn't having that. I just grabbed his arm and bent it behind him and pulled his hair back real hard and slammed him face first into the ground. And then he got up from that and came at me again, and there was a stick laying there, and I grabbed it, and I was getting ready to hit him, but he slipped and started falling, so I just kind of jabbed it into a shoulder blade and forced him to the ground. And then he rolled out from that, came at me again, and then I knew he was trying to get me on the ground down there. So I don't know what made me do it. I just roughed him, manhandled him up the hill and threw him over the guardrail, and we kind of both landed in the street together. And a couple cars were swerving by us, beeping a horn. I guess they couldn't imagine what was going on. And I was able to hold him down until some passerbys from Palmyra Fire Department came and gave me a hand. There were two gentlemen and a woman, and they helped hold his legs down. When I had him, I asked the victim. She came up the top of the hill, and I told her to call 911. Well, she got her phone out and started beating him in the head with it. And I was like, oh, well, you deserve it. Go at it. You know, it was quite an ordeal. It was not even real to me. It's still sinking in.
Was it just, John, that it just kind of it took over? You weren't thinking in the moment. Everything was just happening to you?
Yeah. It happened all so fast. I didn't have time to really think. It just happened, and I reacted.
Let me ask you this too, John. You know, as you're being called a hero in all this, which is so incredibly well deserved and everything like this, you know, in your lifetime, has anything like this ever happened to you? I mean, have you ever been the guy that's broken up a fight before? Have you ever been the guy that's run in there before?
No, never had anything like this happen to me before.
So it was just one of those situations where you literally just rose to the occasion right then and there.
Yeah, I was at the right place at the right time. I just did what needed to be done, I guess.
Well, God bless you for doing it, man. What I got to tell you, too, I was talking yesterday to Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, the co-president and CEO of Cooper University Hospital, a healthcare system, who, of course, they presented you with an award on Friday when they commended you and they presented you with a heroism award. And, you know, Dr. Maz said something to me. He goes, you know, the fact that you were able to think on your feet like that and come up with the idea that you were an off-duty police officer, which you're not, but, you thought of saying that and that you were armed, that's pretty amazing quick thinking right there.
Well, I at the time I thought it would make him either run or just, you know, kind of like slow him down a little bit, you know, of what he was doing, and made him think twice maybe if he thought I had a gun. But he wasn't listening. He just came right at me. I said it twice, and he just kept coming. So then I knew I had to do something.
And when the police got there, the Mount Laurel police, they found out that the man had a knife on him. I mean, you could have been killed here, John. You really put your life at great risk here to do the right thing and save this woman.
Yeah, I didn't think of that at the time. I've been called crazy and stupid and foolish in a jokingly, lovingly way by people that like me. And, you know, said, what were you thinking? I said, I wasn't thinking. It just happened too fast to think, you know?
When you guys are, like, you're wrestling him on the road, and, I mean, that's a really busy highway right there. I drive by there all the time. It's a huge, huge busy intersection between 295 and 73.
Yeah.
People are swerving and beeping, and, I mean, that must have been scary as hell at that moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I was waving my arms to try to get people to stop, and a lot of cars kept going. Now, I'm assuming somebody called 911. I don't know who did, but a lot of cars, it's not an easy place to stop and help anybody because you could get into an accident, you know? So it was hard for people to really stop and assist me, I guess.
When the police showed up, what did they say right away? How did they know who was the bad guy in the situation? What was that moment like?
Well, the first officer stopped, and I don't think he realized the severity of the issue. He was putting rubber gloves on, I guess, to protect himself because the guy was bleeding. And he asked me to get up, and I explained to him that I was trying to hold him down. He's still trying to get up, and he was trying to, and I didn't know if he had a weapon or not. I didn't want to let go of him. And he started struggling some more, and I asked the cop to please get him under control with handcuffs before, you know, he does something. So he jumped on him and started wrestling. And then two Mount Laurel cops came, and they just pounced on him. They didn't even ask a question. They just jumped right on him. Yeah.
Well, it's good, though, that the officer believed you at first and, you know, didn't, you know, order you to let him go or anything like that.
He wanted me to let him go, but I wasn't letting him go until I had some help. So.
Yeah. Wow, it's amazing. John Bishop is with me today. John works at Cooper University Healthcare System. He's part of the Facilities Management Department, and he was honored on Friday by his employer for his heroic, heroic, amazing, courageous actions saving a woman along 295 and 73 last week. You saved her life, John. I mean, you know, who knows how bad it could have gotten for her. You saved her life. You did what we all hope we can do and would do in that moment. You actually did it, especially as so many other people were just driving by. So, I mean, we got to commend you, man. You know, you really did something extraordinary and heroic here.
Well, thank you. I want to thank everybody that has been thanking me and giving me gifts and awards. I really appreciate it. It's been overwhelming with the response. It's just, I never had a week like this before.
I bet not. I bet not. And so you've been working at Cooper for 11 years now. Like I said, everybody I've talked to is what incredibly well-liked guy you are. Everybody knows you there. They think you're terrific. You've also, I believe now, the Today Show interviewed you, and I think the New York Times as well. Is that right?
They called me and talked to me over the phone, yeah. And I was on, I guess it's Good Morning Philadelphia with Mike and Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I was on their show. They treated me really nice. I was nervous, and they made me feel just at home, you know. It was nice.
You get nervous going on TV, but not nervous to jump out of your truck and go save a woman's life on the side of the road.
Not at first. I wasn't nervous, but then I started getting nervous when he was trying to get me on the ground. That's when I started getting scared. I told everybody, I was scared. I won't lie. I didn't know what to expect, you know.
But what's the old saying? You know, courage is not the absence of fear. It's doing the right thing, you know, despite the fact that you are afraid.
Right.
Which you did.
Right.
So.
Well, once I went down there, I was in the middle of it. You know, there was no getting back out unless I had to do it, you know.
Well, John, listen, you know, you are exemplary. You really are a role model for people, and I want to thank you again. If there's anything ever we can do for you, man, just let us know, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. John Bishop, a true hero. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.